If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. You're out hiking along a highway surrounded by rainforest. There are no cars here, so all you hear is silence. The sky is thick with clouds. Now, it starts raining heavily. As the first drops fall to the ground, you can hear a strange clicking-like sound coming from far away. The rainforest seems to have come to life. The bushes and tree branches are slightly trembling. It feels like an earthquake. At this moment, the red crabs start running out of the forest. It looks like a red blanket moving towards the road. This blanket consists of hundreds of millions of red crabs. This phenomenon occurs every year on Christmas Island in Australia. Crabs fill all the roads. It's impossible to move by car or foot at this time. It's like a huge stream of a river that demolishes everything in its path. About 100 million crabs are trying to achieve their main goal in life – to reach the shore alive. For most of their lives, red crabs hide in burrows, in deep crevices of rocks. They stay there for almost a whole year, eating fruits, berries, fallen leaves, and other organic things. They try to live in damp, dark places to keep their body moist. Then the dry season ends. In October or November, when the rainy season starts, the crabs come out of their houses and make a journey of several days. They are guided not only by the rain, they come out of their burrows at a certain phase of the moon. A little later, you'll find out why they need it. In several days, male and female crabs migrate to the coast of the Indian Ocean, and now they are finally in place. Here, they produce their offspring. All males begin to dig deep burrows on the shore. In these holes, the females will hatch their eggs. When the male crabs finish their job and pits are ready, they go back to the rainforests. The females begin to hatch the eggs. It takes 12 to 13 days. Then the crabs take their eggs and bring them to the water. They reach the shore and release their eggs into the water. The phase of the moon now plays an important role. The moon creates an indirect tide, making it milder than usual. This helps to give the offspring a better chance of survival. The eggs of the red crabs have hatched, and small larvae move to the sea. Within a month, they go through several stages of development and take the form of a tiny transparent crab, similar to a shrimp. These tiny creatures are called megalopae. They accumulate in puddles near the shore in this shrimp form. There, they grow the first layer of shell and go deep into the land to look for a safe place. They grow up and wait for the rainy season to run back to the shore and produce offspring. To keep the crabs safe, people close roads in those places where migration occurs. Welcome to the French island of Réunion, located in the Indian Ocean, 430 miles east of Madagascar. The magnificent shore, a stunning coral reef, golden sands, and green jungle. For a long time, this island was considered one of the best places for surfing. But then, it turned into one of the most terrible and dangerous places on Earth, and sea creatures are to blame. Throughout the island, you can see signs saying that swimming and surfing outside the coral lagoon are prohibited. This island has become famous all over the world because of the frequent shark attacks. You can dive into the water near the island and immediately feel like prey. From afar, you notice several fins. They belong to some of the most aggressive and dangerous sharks in the world, bull sharks, and they are approaching you. In the beginning, it may seem they are slow, but they deliberately create the illusion of sluggishness to make the prey relax. At the right moment, they become agile and fast. They are called bull sharks because of their short, flat face, similar to a bull. Their bodies are strong and tough. These predators like to push their heads and hit their prey or other sharks with their noses. From the 80s to the present day, more than 50 shark attacks on humans have been recorded. During this time, the probability of a shark attack on a person has increased almost 23 times. Scientists still don't know the exact reason for these incidents. It's possible the number of sharks has increased, leading to a lack of food. Therefore, sharks eat anything and see people as lunch. Another theory says the water temperature has changed, and sharks feel comfortable swimming in this region. But the most interesting hypothesis is related to the volcano. Réunion is a volcanic island. Because of the ground fluctuations, large parts of the rock fall from the slope of the volcano end up in the ocean. This makes the water cloudy, and such conditions are ideal for marine predators. No, I'm not swimming there. The next island we're going to visit also looks peaceful, but is way more dangerous than Shark Island. We're moving to Brazil. The small green island is located 25 miles off the coast of this country. There are no people here. It seems completely uninhabited at first glance. However, you can see traces of modern humans, the old lighthouse. It's been abandoned for a long time. Sometimes the Coast Guard comes to the lighthouse to check if everything is okay and if there are no strangers on the island. People are forbidden to set foot in here for their own good. The only inhabitants of the island are snakes. This piece of land is home to about 4,000 species of these reptiles. They hang on trees and crawl on the ground. Snakes have no enemies in their home, and they feed only on birds that visit the island for recreation during a long flight. But the worst thing is, these snakes are some of the most venomous in the world. Oh boy! The golden lancehead vipers are unique species that live only in this place. Snake Island was once part of the mainland of Brazil, but 10,000 years ago, the sea level rose, separated this place, and turned it into an island. The animals that live here were completely isolated. For thousands of years, all living creatures were displaced by poisonous reptiles. Their poison wasn't developed immediately in the body. Evolution has given them this to hunt birds. They can catch prey with one bite. There is a legend that a pirate arrived on the island a long time ago to hide a treasure. He put the chest in the depths of the island and settled snakes here so they would scare away anyone who wanted to find the treasure. Hey, works for me. We're moving to Southeast Asia. Ramri Island is located near the coast of Myanmar. This place was especially dangerous in the first half of the 20th century. The island is covered with dense forests and swamps. This wet place is ideal for a saltwater crocodile. This animal can reach 23 feet in length, nearly twice as long as a passenger car. Hey, you want to take a ride on this croc? Be my guest. And they can weigh nearly 2,000 pounds. These monsters are hiding among swamps and trees. You may not even notice them. At some point, they will come out and attack you. The exact number of crocodiles that lived on this island was unknown, but it was definitely a big number. Any living creature that enters their territory is regarded as food. Currently, the crocodile population on this island has decreased. It's not known whether there are any reptiles here at all anymore. Let's finish our journey on an island where animals are happy to see you. The unofficial name of this place is Pig Beach. It's located in the Bahamas. The island is inhabited by cute pigs. They sunbathe on the beach, walk through the jungle, and ask for food from tourists. But the coolest thing is that they can all swim perfectly. You can stay in a hotel on a nearby island, rent a boat, and come to visit the pigs. It's not known exactly where the pigs came from. According to one of the legends, they survived a shipwreck and swam to the island. In addition to pigs, you can also meet cats and goats there. But most folks come to meet Porky and his friends.